My name is Ketsia Aurelien, Ketsiaaurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Teddy Quinton, Teddy, last name Quinton. This patient was seen on November 17th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, which has remained stable and is related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and the aging process, period. However, cardiorenal syndrome secondary to the AD status post 14 stents also play a major role in this CKD, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 27 from 25, creatinine of 1.6 from 1.4, and a GFR of 32 from 39. There is no evidence of selective or non-selective proteinuria. Period. There is also no evidence of activity in the urinary sediments. Period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms and reports feeling great overall. Period. There is no edema in the peripheral extremities. Period. We recommend continuation of a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods. Period. Next line, iron deficiency. Has an iron saturation of 21%. However, her H&H is stable at 12.2 and 38%. She goes to the Florida Cancer Center for management and was seen by Dr. Ahmed for anemia as well as Prolia injections for osteoporosis. Next line, osteoporosis, as previously stated, this is managed by Dr. Ahmed, AHMED, at the Florida Cancer Center with Prolia injections, P-R-O-L-I-A. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. Her A1C is 7.9% from 8.1%. It is steadily decreasing. We encourage her to follow a schedule when she eats, period. She does report skipping lunch and not eating on a schedule, period. But she states she is working on consistency with her eating habits. We will repeat her A1C at the next visit. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension. Today's blood pressure reading was 122 over 57. She has gained 6 pounds since the last visit. However, she maintains a good BMI of 22, period. She is euvolemic. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia with an unremarkable lipid panel. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hypothyroidism, which is managed with which is managed by her PCP. Next line, coronary artery disease status post PCI and 14 stents. According to the patient, she had a heart cath a week ago for mapping, and it was determined that she is not a candidate for a bypass surgery. Period. She is pending a brachytherapy in Cleveland Clinic with her cardiologist. Period. She denies any chest pains at this time and is doing well. Period. Next line. She follows with Dr. Nguyen, her cardiologist. Period. Next line, osteoarthritis. She is aware that she must avoid administration of NSAIDs and SAIDs to prevent further deterioration of her kidney function. Next line, chronic demyelinating polyneuropathy. Next line, obstructive sleep apnea, next line, GERD, which is asymptomatic and managed by diet. Next line, peripheral vascular disease. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup and